Hey, dear ones, did you know that you have a built-in compass guiding you to your soul mission with all the tools you need to fulfill that soul mission? Sound exciting? Then join me for a Soul Blueprint, the only certification program that reveals how to amplify your five spiritual gifts so you can consciously create a life and business of massive soul aligned success. Enroll now at AllisonScammell.com/soul blueprint. And you can find that link in the show notes. Hey, dear ones. Today's topic is about as near and dear to my heart as it gets. In my human design, I'm all about purpose. I'm really here to be about mission, about my mission and helping others find and clarify their mission. And like, it's so beautiful because that's what we're going to be talking about today. Really, it gets to the heart of mission. When you're on a mission, you have an objective. You're trying to get somewhere, or you have a purpose. You have a key reason why. And all of us have a highest why. The highest why as to why you decided to incarnate as you. You chose your parents on a soul level and your ancestral lineage because there was something you needed from it. If you had, for example, a traumatic childhood, there was something you needed on a soul level from that trauma to heal. If you had more or less a happy childhood, then you needed that stability in order to heal. So either way, it's a pathway of healing. Always the key and primary aspect of our soul mission is one of healing. Healing ourselves, healing our loved ones, and then healing humanity. And, you know, having a mission and having a highest why is all well and good, but most of us feel disconnected from our mission. We feel disconnected from our intuitive gifts. Sometimes we doubt or second guess the messages coming through. We ask, is this real or just my imagination? And we are really, generally speaking, most of us disconnected from that mission, that highest why. Why are we here? Why did we choose our family lineage? Why did we choose our human suit? You know, why did I choose Allison? Well, there's a very, very good reason why. And there's an easeful way to find your why and find your soul mission and all the tools that you could ever possibly need to fulfill it. And it's something that I call Soul Blueprint. This is a methodology that I channeled from source and co-created with the divine. And your soul blueprint is a map to your soul's unique journey, gifts, and energy. And it's here to help you clarify your soul mission and consciously create, which is another word for manifestation, the life that you are really meant to be living, that high expression life and high expression of your gifts. So what we're going to be uncovering in today's very powerful, very near and dear to my heart episode of Soul Guide Radio is how to uncover your unique soul blueprint. So let's get to it. In today's episode, I reveal the five spiritual gifts that compose your soul blueprint, how to use your soul blueprint to navigate any challenge or question, and how your soul blueprint is the key and essential roadmap to your soul's unique journey, gifts, and energy. We'll end on an invitation that will give you all the tools you need to consciously create the life and business of your dreams. So please stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission
amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide.
Well, hello, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this global and growing community of Soul Guide leaders and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are growing prosperous, heart-led businesses that are on the leading edge of consciousness. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at AllisonScammell.com or in the show notes. Today, we're talking about how to uncover your unique soul blueprint. Well, it starts with understanding your spiritual gifts, and these are the gifts you use to connect to and co-create with the spiritual realm. This is a power bestowed to you from Source. You brought it with you when you incarnated into human form. But for most of us, when we incarnated, we got really, really cut off from the divine. We got really, really into our human experience. And some of us have deep wounds telling us it's not safe to trust our spiritual gifts or to connect to the divine or to be an expression of that. Certainly, there's a massive, 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 massive amount. How many times can I say massive? There's a massive amount of conditioning from a lot of organized religion telling you that it is dangerous for you to connect directly to divine. In some religious faiths, only the priest or the minister can do that. And in some faiths, they tell you that it is just plain dangerous and God is something to be feared. And certainly this doesn't pertain to all religious faiths. Some faiths are more open and getting more open to the idea that we communicate directly with the divine. This sort of intolerance and this fear-based relationship to the divine really is found more with those organized religious groups that have a very strict interpretation of what is coming from their, you know, religious teachers and books. So if we take on any of this strict interpretation type beliefs, even on a subconscious level, when you're consciously sitting there thinking, well, no, I don't believe that. I believe I can connect to my spirit guides to get messages. But subconsciously, you're getting this message of it's not safe. You're not meant to do that. It's gonna cut you off. I feel passionately about this right now because I have been teaching about spirituality for about 10 years now. And for the last 5 years, I've been extremely open about who I am, my beliefs, what I stand for. And for the first time in my life, well, I mean, I guess it's really the second time I can say, for the second time in my life, I've had someone with deeply devout Christian faith tell me that they can't be friends with me. Someone that I had really connected to on a friendship level, and I knew their religious beliefs, and I accepted it. I accepted her beliefs. I knew it was different than my own. But listen, as long as you are not practicing ideas of racism or hate, and you're more or less in an energy of love, I will accept your beliefs, even if they're very different than my own. And I do believe that those who have a very, very devout Christian or otherwise faith, the base of their faith is that of love, even though sometimes I think, in my opinion, that love gets misdirected and misguided, and there's an element of intolerance there that they can only tolerate other people who believe the same as they do. So you can see the difference between tolerance and acceptance. You know, if you accept someone, then you accept their beliefs, even if you don't 100% align to them. And I had accepted her, but she did not accept me back. And in fact, she could not even tolerate me. So she completely and utterly closed off our friendship. In fact, our daughters were also friends, so she completely is cutting off that friendship too because she feels like what I teach and believe in is dangerous. So you can really see it's all around us, this social conditioning around this, telling us it's not safe to access this power. But we are here to be in this power. We are here to use this power to connect to and co-create with the spiritual realm. We're here to be guided forward. This is part of our blueprint. This is part of our built-in compass. So we always know our best next step. We always know where are we going? What is the ultimate end outcome? Now that end outcome can shift and morph, but we have a vision, a higher vision led by our higher self of where we're going to. And then we are aligning in this moment to the energy of that vision and always following our next best step to align to our higher visions. So let's unpack our five spiritual gifts that compose our soul blueprint. The first is your spiritual gift of intuition. That is your ability to communicate to the spiritual realm. I call your spiritual gift of intuition the door. It's the door that separates your human self to your spiritual self. So the more you open that door, the more you open that communication to come through. So you have clear, unquestionable guidance on what your higher self and your divine guidance team is trying to tell you. We all have a dominant intuitive language. And with that dominant intuitive language, it's what we use most naturally. Of course, we use a lot of different intuitive languages, but we all have a dominant, and this is what comes to us most naturally. So we tend to see, hear, sense, know, and some of us even tend to smell or taste intuitive guidance. Like I smell a rat or I taste an opportunity. And of course, because we're dealing in the spiritual realm, there's always something else. There's always the other. So certainly your divine guidance team could speak to you in some other way, but it typically falls into those first four. You either see it, hear it, sense it, or know it. And then certainly you are often bilingual. So for example, my dominant intuitive language is clairaudient. I hear. That's why I'm a very powerful channel. So what often happens is I hear, and then I will get that claircognizant inner knowing kicking in, and I just have an inner knowing of exactly what that means. Sometimes I get visions, and then the claircognizant comes in to tell me exactly what that vision means. Going on to the second gift is your spiritual gift of healing. I call that the key. I just recorded an entire podcast episode about our spiritual gift of healing. So we will leave a link to that episode in the show notes. And I highly recommend you check that out if you have not already. The key message I want to say here is you have the power to heal yourself, and you are really here to heal. And you are here to heal on the daily of that little T trauma, that stuff that's painful, but not overwhelmingly painful. And we are really meant to have a daily healing practice and clear our energy body just the way we clean our physical body typically on the daily. And then from time to time, you go to an energy healer like me to do the bigger healings, because sometimes we just can't operate on ourselves. And I call our spiritual gift of healing the key. The reason why is because we cannot unlock any new or different growth potential until we have healed all that remains to be healed on our current level. So we can't up level until we heal the current level. And so it's like healing a wound, which is the release process, is like grabbing the key to unlock the door of your next level of potential. Our third gift is our spiritual gift of manifestation. I sometimes call this also the gift of conscious creation. I call it the vision. This is the process of peeking into the future to get that vision of higher soul aligned success. And most importantly, tapping into the energetic frequency of that higher energy and then you know, shifting and aligning and tweaking and refining to start vibrating at that vision today. And that is how we consciously create it into our manifest reality. Your fourth gift is the spiritual gift of teaching. I call this gift the illustrating. This is where your unique genius is found, and that is those unique abilities you were born to share. And this really is connecting to the divine to co-create. Our spiritual gift of teaching is a creative process, and we are co-creating with the divine in service to someone, sometimes in service to ourselves, sometimes in service to our kids or our loved ones, sometimes to our clients, and sometimes humanity. And in this co-creation, we are illustrating a new, different, or higher evolved way of living and being in the world. Lastly, and arguably the most important gift as we ascend a higher consciousness, is our spiritual gift of leadership. This is the new leadership paradigm where we lead from a state of being. We lead by embodiment, not by telling people what to do, not by guru follower mentality. When we are in our spiritual gift of leadership, it is our state of being that inspires others. It activates them. It gives them know-how. In some senses, we are modeling a new or different way of being, and those who are meant to receive it from us will. But modeling is only one part of it, because truly, when you are in your spiritual gift of leadership, you are embodying your true essence. So that is the true you without the conditioning, without the fear blocks, without you shooting on yourself. And it's just you in the true you. And when you are just in the true you, those who are meant to receive from your spiritual leadership will receive inspiration, activation, know-how. They will receive all sorts of things simply from your being. So yes, sometimes it's modeling a new or different way of doing something, but I almost feel like that's too much doing. So yes, that is part of it, but really this gift is truly about your being. When you take these gifts together, it creates a blueprint, a map. This is part of your built-in compass to know where you're going, what's your soul mission, what direction are you going, and what do you need to do today. So a wonderful and powerful way to use your soul blueprint is to notice when you feel stuck, you have a question, or you're feeling some sort of pain. It is time to get out your soul blueprint by simply looking within. Your soul blueprint is found in. It's getting all the answers inside of you. It's not looking outside of you for answers. And yes, sometimes you should visit a coach like me, and I will hold the space for you to find that answers. I will never tell you the answers. I just won't. Sometimes I'll channel messages from your divine guidance team, but sometimes even then, your divine guidance team will tell me, have her check in with her higher self first. In fact, I get that a lot. So this is truly about turning on and up your inner knowing that all the answers you could ever possibly be searching for are all found within yourself, and you access those answers using your five spiritual gifts, using your soul blueprint. So you notice you're feeling stuck or in some sort of pain. You want to stop, take a few breaths, you know, sink into the body, connect to higher self, and ask your higher self for assistance using one of your spiritual gifts. Now you're going to start straight away using your gift of intuition, right? Because that is the door. So you always start with the door. And maybe you'll stay there and just get an intuitive insight guiding you to go right or left. But very often what happens is your higher self will guide you first to your spiritual gift of healing. Typically, when you're stuck, and certainly when you're feeling pain, there's some blocked energy that's ready to be released. And that blocked energy might be preventing the intuitive guidance you actually really need from coming through. So it's so important to get guided to the gift first. This is a much more sophisticated process than just relying on intuitive guidance alone. Sometimes that is not enough. So you get guided to your spiritual gift of healing, and then maybe you'll get guided to then your spiritual gift of manifestation, because your higher self is trying to get you to tap into a higher frequency of higher soul aligned success so you can really start vibrating at that frequency today so you can start consciously creating more abundance and health and wealth and love and connection into your manifest reality. So it's really about noticing when you're stuck or in pain and then asking your higher self to tell you which gift or gifts it's asking you to focus on so that you can get to the other side into something higher and more expansive. And this brings us nicely to how to use your soul blueprint as a key and essential roadmap to your soul's unique journey, gifts, and energy. There's many, many different ways you can do this, but I'm going to offer you one today, and it is an inquiry process. And you're going to check in on each of your spiritual gifts with a dream intention. And this is a dream intention that your higher self is calling you to set. And you're going to use all five of your spiritual gifts to align to that dream intention so that you can consciously create it into your manifest reality. So, of course, we want to start with the door, your spiritual gift of intuition. Take some deep breaths, sink into the body, connect to your heart space, and ask your higher self, what piece of my soul mission is ready to be put into motion today? That is a very powerful way to get a dream intention from your higher self. Of course, you can always ask, what dream intention are you calling me to set today? And that can be about anything. But if you want to get what is the most and like key and essential and high vibe and aligned intention I can set today, ask your higher self this question in this way. I'll repeat it again. What piece of my soul mission is ready to be put into motion today? That is the intention you'll be playing with. That is the intention that is in highest service to your highest and greatest good, to set it and align to that. So the alignment process then gets into our gift of healing. You want to ask, what resistance do I need to release to align to that intention? All of our intentions have resistance around it. Otherwise, the intention would already be in our manifest reality. So you want to notice what painful or resisting emotion comes up to be felt and released. Then you go into your spiritual gift of manifestation and ask, what is the higher vision of this piece of my soul mission fulfilled? So when you fulfill this wish and this dream intention is in your manifest reality, what does your life look like? Who are you being? What are you doing? Most importantly, what are your core valued feeling states? We're dipping into that higher energetic frequency of tomorrow today. That is the process of conscious creation. That is the process of manifestation. And I do offer a distinction between manifestation and conscious creation in a very, very powerful podcast episode I recorded. And we will leave a link to that episode in the show notes. Then you move on to your fourth gift, your spiritual gift of teaching. And this is really your inspired action, asking higher self, what are you calling me to do, create, or illustrate for others to align to this intention? Ultimately, this is an inspired action of doing. What are you calling me to do, create, or illustrate to align to this dream intention? And lastly, we're getting to your spiritual gift of leadership. And that is, who are you calling me to be? What are you calling me to embody to align to this dream intention? So if you are being called to some sort of leadership, who are you being when you're in a leadership energy? And notice what comes through. And you will find synergies between your spiritual gift of manifestation and leadership, in that your core valued feeling states in your dream will be the opposite side of that coin will be your states of being that your spiritual gift of leadership is calling you to. So what that means is if you see in your spiritual gift of manifestation, your core valued feeling states is harmony and balance and relaxation, then that's also what you're being called to be. So yes, it's a feeling state, but it's also a being. Who are you being when you're in harmony and relaxation and balance? What are that types of activities that you do, but you're doing from a place of being? So if yoga enables you to feel those things, then you approach your yoga practice from those states of being. I am doing yoga as a relaxed, balanced, harmonious person. Okay? So manifestation and leadership are always opposite sides of the same coin with your core valued feeling states and your states of being. And friends, this is the process we all follow to manifest anything into our experience that's higher vibrational, more expanded, at a higher frequency than what we have today. So if, for example, you want more wealth, this is the process that you've always used even without realizing it. You have been energetically aligning to higher wealth anytime that has happened in the past. This is what you've gone through. I've just taken the process and broken it down bit by bit so you can really step into the role more powerfully of conscious creator. And if your heart is calling you for more wealth so that you can align your energy to that calling and bring it into your experience. All right, dear ones, my invitation for you this week is to go through those five questions. Starting with what piece of my soul mission is ready to be put into motion today, and then go through that energetic alignment process with your gift of healing, manifestation, teaching, and leadership, and see how you align to this higher intention of soul aligned success. My second invitation for you is if you're feeling like all of this is pretty darn cool and you would like to learn more, go ahead and head over to my website, alisonscammell.com/soul blueprint, and check out my certification course that takes you step by step through each of your five spiritual gifts. And it teaches you how to bring your gifts together to form that built-in compass. You will get to know exactly what your intuitive languages are. You'll get crystal clear on your soul mission. You will be vibrating sharply at the energy of your higher visions of soul-aligned success. You will get to know your unique genius or those unique abilities you were born to share and tap into your higher potential there. And then really just be in that true essence with an activated spiritual gift of leadership. This is my signature course. This is what I'm here to teach. I feel so strongly about this that it is life changing. I am so, so excited to teach you. And this is really a process that you use in your life and you use then first and foremost with yourself. And then as you feel called with loved ones, clients, colleagues, customers in your work as you feel called. This is something, yes, first and foremost for you. And it is a way, it is a very, very powerful toolkit for you to tap into to help others and bring healing and higher consciousness to others. So again, check it out. It's alisonscammell.com/soul blueprint. I will be running Soul Blueprint live 2 to 3 times a year. So depending on when you're listening to this episode, you might find that there's a cohort that's about to start. And if not, you'll see a link to join the waiting list. Again, that link is alisonscammell.com/soul blueprint. And you can find it in the show notes. All right, my dear ones, that is a wrap for this week. I hope you received so much from this episode. I really appreciate you each and every week. I can feel you out there holding the space for me. I can feel my voice as it enters your earbuds. And I really do truly feel the love connection between us. And as always, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to deepen your connection to your intuitive gifts? Then it's time for 10 High Vibe Minutes, the ultimate daily mindfulness practice for soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In only 10 minutes per day, you'll keep your energy high vibe and aligned to your highest dreams while transforming your daily practice into a powerful tool to manifest big wealth and abundance. Get free access now on my website, alisonscammell.com, or in the show notes.